Good morning, my friends. We are in day three. It's called Finishing What We Start. And I began with a famous story of the raid at Entebbe when in 1976, terrorists hijacked an Air France flight from Tel Aviv to Paris. And the IDF executed this incredible plan to rescue the hostages. And it was very, very successful. Except, unfortunately, Yoni Netanyahu, the current prime minister's younger brother, who was the head of the elite force, was killed in the mission. He actually died on the flight home. And it's not known if Yoni was even aware that the mission he had planned and for which he gave his life had succeeded. And he didn't live to marry his fiance or to rejoice with his commandos and the freed hostages. And he didn't get to see his younger brother, Benjamin, become Israel's longest serving prime minister. And I use that to open up the chapter about the great satisfaction we have when we finish something. And the great, I don't want to say tease, but how difficult it is when we start something and we don't get to finish it. And I mentioned something actually in this week's Parsha, that there are three individuals that are exempt from military service, which is kind of strange. If you look at the categories, someone, the Torah says that someone became engaged to a woman, but didn't marry her yet. And a person who plants a vineyard, but didn't get to enjoy the vineyard just yet. And then somebody who actually built a home, but didn't get to inaugurate it. Why are these three individuals singled out? Shouldn't we be concerned with the loss of any human life? So why are these three types of people? Someone who builds a home, but didn't move in. Someone who plants a vineyard, but didn't redeem it. And someone who's engaged, but not yet married. You know, how come they're worthy of a military exemption any more than anyone else? And my friend, I quoted Rabbi Dr. Ari Berman, he's the president of Yeshiva University, dear friend. He said, because it's even more distressing to have one's life cut short after working so hard to build something. Of course, dying in battle for anyone, of course, is terribly tragic, nothing worse. And we're seeing that, unfortunately, in Israel. But more distressing to have someone's life cut short after working so hard to build something before being able to enjoy the fruits of one's labor. And the Torah wants us basically to develop a sensitivity to human life and to those who have their dreams sort of snatched away before they can be realized. And this is a very, very important idea of finishing something. The great satisfaction we get when we finish something. Anybody who's done what's called a siyum, where they've started a tractate and they get to finish the tractate. Or, you know, if you went to school and you were in school, but finally you graduated, finally you took the bar, you finished that thing. Very, very important, of course. And I just wanted to share something from my new book, The Jewish Experience. I mentioned this in the chapter in Tikkun Olam on repairing and fixing the world, that Hashem wants us to improve the world, not only so we can reflect our godliness as creators. That's what we have in common with Hashem, that we can create just like God creates. That's a little different, of course, but to also complete God's work of creation, that God we know and we believe purposely creates an imperfect world. It's not like God could not have created a perfect world, but he created imperfect beings, me and you, with problems and issues and a world around us that's imperfect, because Hashem wants us to complete his work. He wants us to finish the job. And I mentioned also in that chapter, in the same chapter in Tikkun Olam, that we have the concept of Shvirat HaKelim, which is the spiritual tikkun. Shvirat HaKelim means the breaking of the vessels, that the world, without getting into the whole idea, but the world is filled with these broken vessels and sparks. Hashem's light was too powerful to be contained within this. It's a very basic idea in Kabbalah that Hashem's light was in the world, but it was the vessels were not strong enough to contain Hashem's light. And therefore, these broken vessels and sparks are everywhere in the physical world. And the mitzvot of the Torah are our means of restoring the broken vessels so they can once again contain the divine light. And every mitzvah we perform enables us to harness the spiritual forces that are necessary to fix that spiritual explosion, which took place right after creation. But it's the same idea that Hashem started something and he left it incomplete for us to complete. And that's a very, very beautiful, beautiful last idea. My son, Ezra, who's helping me out in this chat, I want to thank him for all of his Torah. It's actually his birthday today. Happy birthday, Ezra. He mentioned a very famous passage in the Talmud that everything, Hakol Holech Achar HaTimum, in Brachot 12a, he summarizes the general principle that everything follows the conclusion of the blessing. It's great to have a blessing, but you really want to follow the chitum. Chitum means the ultimate conclusion. And the idea is that the end of our actions is really the culmination of whatever process we're going through in life. And therefore, as we embark on this journey to improve our lives in these 40 days, you know, we don't want to just start something. We're only on day 3, so hopefully you're still keeping up with us. But what happens on day 10? What happens on day 15 and day 25? The muscle isn't gained. My son likes to say, by going to the gym on January 3rd, you know, the New Year's resolution was January 1st, and you're still doing January 3rd. That's the third day now, right? But by continuing to go to the gym on a random Tuesday in October. So that's what we're trying to shoot for. Stay the course. Finish what you start.